Hey guys, this is what, no, I should say, hey guys, this right here is my swag. Nah, this is what y'all been waiting for. This is the grand finale of season three. This is the last episode on season three, so parts one and parts two. It's already in the bank, so if you have missed those, you can go back and listen to those before you get to this one, or you could just listen to this one and then go back or whatever like that. But this is the final for season three. We will see y'all next season. We got a lot of stuff planned, and I get to that at the end. All right, you said something that just reminded me of something else. If y'all hear all this extra noise back here, that's because I have a Japanese yoga seat that I'm sitting in to talk to you guys.
Japanese yoga?
Yeah.
They do yoga too?
No, I don't know. I just made all that up. Mississippi, still coming down, still gripping the grain. They sent us off the war. They don't even know our name. Fire coming from the sky, my Lord. Fire coming from the sky, my Lord. You heard that before?
No, but Young Thug needs to be stopped, man.
What he do gay this time?
The fuck?
Yeah, so, oh, they look like ASAP Rocky.
Oh, yeah, I think that is him.
That's ASAP?
What the fuck does Sweden do to you?
They be sweet anyway, man. Them boys sweet anyway. They ain't got to go to Sweden to get sweet. Oh they God. Don't eat chocolate.
Isn't Sweden? Isn't
they don't eat no little David cakes.
Isn't Sweden like aren't the best looking white girls in Europe from Sweden or something like that?
I think so. I think well they all look the same. They're blonde. I don't know if it's Sweden or Norway, but one of them it's got
like, yes, it's like Sweden or Switzerland. I can't remember which one.
And that's if you and the white girls. Y'all know I'm only in the black girls. I can black, so black. I'm joking.
Yo, why can't Keisha from Belly ever holler at me?
Man, yeah.
At least Shakita.
If I remember who either one of those were.
So if y'all can see the way I'm looking at this dude right now.
I know I saw Belly, though.
Keisha, DMX's girlfriend.
Awkward silence.
Bro.
I don't remember movies like that, man. That's why I can go right now and watch Belly, and it seems like a brand new movie to me. Because that's the way my mind works. I don't remember stuff like that.
The bitch is lying. That's when you know a nigga lying. When a nigga like DMX, when his voice get that high pitch, you know this nigga lying.
Hey, but let's talk about Facebook. We're going to talk about two social media networks right now.
Okay.
First is Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg went in front of Congress again today.
Right.
He's been in front of Congress a lot this year. One of the reasons why he's going in front of Congress now is they're trying to figure out, well, we all know Russia hacked the Facebook. Well, Russia hacked the election. They hacked the election in a bunch of different ways. But one of the ways they hacked the election was creating fake groups on Facebook, creating fake fake bot accounts on Facebook. And promoting propaganda, building social media ads, spending millions of dollars on social media ads in order to push agenda away from Hillary and towards Trump.
Right.
So it's pushing in the ultra conservative agenda. And while I'm doing this, I want to say this. There's a difference between Republicans and the Grand Old Party. People are forgetting that these days. Republicans, well, the Grand Old Party built themselves up more off of racism and bigotry and sexualism.
That's not the strategy.
Yeah. So there's a difference between GOP and Republicans. And I'm saying that because it's getting a lot confused these nowadays. But a lot of the Republicans are following the GOP's footsteps. But I would encourage you guys to, instead of trying to fight Republicans, try to bring them back home or put them in the center again.
You know what Mark Zuckerberg said?
That might help a little bit more.
You know what Mark Zuckerberg said when he was in front of Congress? When he was asking them all the questions about
other than Congresswoman or Congressman?
He was like, the bitch is lying.
But he got drugged. He really did get drugged.
I saw a clip of AOC.
Saw AOC. Everybody saw all the AOC, but
you know what?
Everybody got in his ass.
You know what? Like what I like
he
about her?
Extra lube.
You know what I like about her, and it's also the funniest thing about her.
Mm-hmm. What?
She seems so fucking dialed into whatever she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at her face, like she's on that shit.
Yeah, and she says it's so innocent too. Like she'll trap you.
Yeah.
Because she asked the innocent question, but you know what she's trying to get to, and then she's like. So what I'm saying is this.
And Mark Zuckerberg ain't got
so
no game.
So are you saying this? She's like, well, do you think.
Mark ain't got no game either.
Yeah. She's like, well, do you think such and such and such and such does this? Okay, what about if we was going on a skating rink dance and we do this? So what you're saying is. Yeah, she flipped that quick.
And Mark ain't got flipping it and quick. Mark ain't got the game to get out of that shit.
Yeah. And I forgot who it was, but somebody actually, like, she had 5 minutes, and yeah. She went in on him. Like, she read the fuck out of him. Yeah. And all he could say was, he's saying that he's about human rights.
Yeah.
So she basically asked him, do you know who you hired? To look, make sure you're supporting human rights on Facebook. He's like, well,
right.
And she's like, well, this person that you hired wrote this thing. You said that you read it. Tell me these 3 points that she made. So he started going through the points, and she's like, well, on this point here, what about this? And then he's like, she's like, see. You're not even reading the stuff that you said you read. And then from then, it just went all downhill. She went in on him. And he ain't say nothing else after that. Like, so here's the thing. We have the 2020 elections coming up.
Now,
it's already been. What?
Now, this is all based off the fact that Facebook is trying to create their own cryptocurrency.
No.
Which I thought died with Bitcoin.
That was, Bitcoin ain't dead.
I mean, it's popularity, actually.
That was something they went through last week, but it's not Facebook. It's a bunch of big companies. Facebook is one of them.
Okay.
So what this is about is we know in 2016, Russians hacked the election.
Duh.
Russians hacked the election in a couple of different ways, but just to stay on subject, the main way they hacked the election was through Facebook.
Right.
They created bot accounts. They created Facebook advertisements, they created memes, and they really took it conservative.
And basically, the people who would have voted for Trump, oh, not take it back, people who were on the fence bought it.
Trump.
They bought it, all this shit, basically.
Yeah, so, and people that wasn't on the fence, people that might have been voting for Hillary hard, all of a sudden, eventually switched all the way over to Trump.
You know what this shit tells me?
Well, let me finish this. Okay. So, in 2016, it's proven being hacked. That's how they hacked it. So, what he's in Congress for now is, hey, we know this happened. What are you doing to make sure it doesn't happen next year?
All right.
And they see, according to the statements that he made statements like, we are... not going to be the ones. We're going to let the people decide what's real news and what's fake news.
Hmm.
And they're like, no. You have the responsibility because you are a monopoly. We're letting you be a monopoly with the social media thing. You have the responsibility to know that the people that are getting this news and this information from your website is getting correct news. They shouldn't be getting false news, fake news, any fibs. You need to have fact checkers out there. And all this.
Right.
But he has a bunch of people. Well, he did hire some companies to fact check. The company that he hired to fact check is mostly centrist people. But there's a few far right wing people that are doing a fact check. And by people, I mean groups.
Yeah.
And one of those groups is basically, it's a media group funded by the Ku Klux Klan. So he has an ultra. And he has to know stuff like this.
I'd imagine you fucking would, yeah.
So it's just stuff like that that he's needing an answer to, and that's why he was on the Hill today. And I'm telling people now, like, I want to kind of say we need to start canceling Facebook.
That's a tough ask.
But me with my own website, it might be might seem a little biased that I'm saying, hey, cancel Facebook. And if y'all want to talk to each other, talk to them on my website. Like, so it might seem a little biased, but.
I think, first of all, I think Thanos is right. Anybody who's seen, looking at him, E. Clay hadn't seen Infinity War.
I did.
But you don't remember it, do you?
Nope.
So anybody who listens to this, I think Thanos is right at this point. I mean, second of all, like.
No. Say what Thanos said. Spoiler alert, guys.
This whole thing was destroying half of life, basically, because to let the other half flourish. It's more or less a joke. It's like saying half these people don't deserve the society that we live in.
They don't.
But
if those half gone, we wouldn't be blessed by knowing what type of society we live in.
My thing is, why? I never buy anything on Facebook unless I can find at least one or two more sites that's also talking about it. That's unrelated to that actual site. So if like, IHateHillary.com says something about, oh, Hillary has like porn in her emails, I need to see that on CNN
I need to see that porn in 3D and decide on if it's really like porn. So have you seen VR porn yet?
No.
I need to get my hands on some VR porn. But
but what I'm saying is, yeah, what I'm saying, so my thing, he does bear a real big responsibility in making sure that, you know, his site is on the up and up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the people who just saw, quote-unquote, fake news and just bought it.
Mm-hmm. So, everybody knows I work in cybersecurity. If you listen to, you know, I work in cybersecurity sometimes. Well, I say sometimes, but that's one of my things I do. I work in cybersecurity. So, I would give you tips, and my tips would be use Facebook to communicate with your friends. Don't use Facebook to pass news around. You have newspapers.
Go to PBS.
You have outlets. You could even look like you could get more. You could get better news by going on the trends in Twitter.
My rule of thumb is the more boring the actual presentation, the more credible the news is for me.
And get your news from two sources. You want to get your news from. I say three sources. You want to get your news from a central source, and then a left-wing source and a right-wing source, because you need to know what people are saying that you don't agree with, and you need to hear the stuff that you agree with. And
you can't deny what your friends and enemies when your friends and your enemies are telling you the same thing. You can't deny it anymore.
And do shit like watch C-SPAN, because you know what C-SPAN does? C-SPAN gives you, they don't even point a bias to it. They just give you exactly what was said.
Exactly.
Yeah, you just get the.
But
the raw footage.
In regards to him, though, man, I think, you know, like Bill Maher calls Donald Trump's administration a slow moving coup.
Mm-hmm.
I think when it comes to the world of business, I think you can kind of say the same thing about Facebook. Like it was a slow moving monopoly.
Yeah, it kind of needs to be broken up. Like it's gonna happen. I guarantee you, it won't happen until after the election, by 2022, it'll be done before 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Facebook will no longer be Facebook. Hopefully, the distraction network will be one of the people that.
Now,
get
do you think it'll go the way of MySpace?
Huh?
Do you think it'll go the way of MySpace?
Nah, Facebook. The whole time has been Facebook, other than when they was rating girls in college.
Yeah.
Well, rating people's faces in college. Other than that, when it was put together, they've been selling data since then. They have a foothold in data. Mm. Mark Zuckerberg is a billionaire, whatever he is, because it's because of him. They know exactly who everyone is.
Yeah.
Like Facebook, it's the reason. Facebook more than Google. It's the reason why they know who everyone is.
What's weird though is now when you stop, when you stop and take a look at things, all those not post-apocalyptic, but those movies where the features like very heavily controlled, you can kind of see those things happening now.
Yeah,
like think about it. What's the first place most people go to research something?
Facebook, YouTube, Google,
Wikipedia.
That's not the first. That's like
I said. Second. Most people. Okay, most people go to Google first, which is bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
But if you search for something, the first thing's gonna come up is Wikipedia.
Yeah. So basically, if you search Google, the first thing, like when we search "Dear White People," early in this show,
yeah,
I put in Google "Dear White People" movie. First thing that popped up was "Dear White People" movie Wikipedia.
Right. Did I tell you so, about yeah. that? We both because we were both friends fans of crack.com.
Yeah.
Remember I told you about that episode of that show they had on After Hours
Shout
on
out
YouTube?
Jack O'Brien. Yeah, you told me about a bunch of shows.
Michael Swaim, Katie Willard.
Katie Stoll?
Which one's the one that wears glasses?
I don't know.
That was Stoll, right?
I don't know what none of them look like.
I think it was Stoll.
Even though I look them up every time they come up on one of the podcasts that I listen to.
Soren and Dan O'Brien, too. That was my favorite show they had, After Hours. But they were talking about when the robot apocalypse... It seems off topic, but follow me here.
Mm-hmm. Make it quick, though.
Soren won the argument because he realized that the robot apocalypse is Google.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, the first thing he did was when he needed to research something, the subject at hand,
mm-hmm.
went right to Google. Now, I don't believe that's the robot apocalypse, but look at how much control Google has over information.
Yeah, Google. So the parent company. So Google. The Google that we know as Google is mm-hmm. now called Alphabet.
Okay.
And then they separated themselves and rebuilt their search engine
yeah.
and renamed it Google. So that happened like a few years ago. Like, we've been Googling shit since like early 2000s, right?
I think late 90s, I think.
Yeah, maybe that. but right around, it might have been 13, 14, somewhere around there, Google became Alphabet and then broke off and rebuilt that whole section of their company.
So that's when
named it Google.
So that's why the search engine is terrible now.
Well, it probably seems terrible, but it is mining all of your information.
What I mean is if you search something on Google, the first three subjects, the first three sites are probably going to be the opposite of what you asked it.
Well, their algorithm is supposed to, well, I ain't going to say, we're going to say yes for now. But the algorithm is supposed to be you versus everybody else. If you put in a word, what everybody else is searching for.
Yeah.
And then, so maybe the first three might be exactly what you're looking for. Not exactly what you're looking for, but it's basically what everybody else was clicking on when they typed in what you did. But in order to find exactly what you're looking for, you might have to go to page 10.
Page 10. You know what I noticed, though?
So, yeah.
What pisses me off about that? Their porn is fucking accurate as shit. I'm talking about Tom Brady accurate.
Oh, yeah. Because everybody is watching porn.
If I type in...
You will be surprised how many people watching porn.
If I type in Asian BBW with BBC, I find that exactly.
Mm.
But if I type in some type of research paper, like how is a star created?
Yeah.
That shit is not... They're
sending you to YouTube.
Yeah, or the first answer is a fucking supernova. The exact opposite of what I asked you.
Yeah. Speaking of YouTube, we're going to go through this one real quick. Because we're running out of time. But YouTube algorithm.
That's trash, dude.
Forces you or sends you down a wormhole to watch child pornography.
Come again, say what?
So no matter what you're clicking on Facebook, if you type in what I would type in, I would put LeBron James NBA.
That's highly inflammatory comments, bro.
So we're watching LeBron James. That one goes off. Let's say I have it on continue watching.
On YouTube or Facebook?
On YouTube.
Okay.
So
like autoplay.
Autoplay, yeah. So I go take a shit. And shit might take about 40 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
You are unwell.
You know, I like to read. I like to skim through everything. But I come out, and it might not be anymore. It might not be LeBron James. You might see children jumping on trampolines, right?
Yeah.
And then you notice that it's like two girls and a boy, they're jumping on the trampoline. And it seems innocent to you. And then the next one ends up being three girls, and all the girls are playing with Play-Doh and making the Play-Doh fart. Right. And then you go, the next one is a couple of girls that's sitting down in a chair and just talking to each other. And then what you start noticing is that the girls are wearing like either tight, like these are girls, like not women,
children,
girls. And they might be wearing tight clothes and belly shirts. Now, they might be jumping on, like, if you then you go back to the one that's jumping on trampoline, they in, like, real short shorts and a bra. Like, not a bra. What them,
on YouTube.
Yeah, tank tops and real short shorts. So, basically, and they figured this out a long time ago, that if you set an algorithm to automatically go step-by-step, direct people towards things, the internet, Autobots and all that stuff, thinks we are child molesters or Nazis. So, and it's because they put all this rich white people data in all these algorithms.
That makes sense.
Though. And instead of throwing some color in that shit, evidently rich white people.
Yeah, that shit it instantly makes sense to me.
Tell by Jeffrey Epstein and all this other stuff that's the kind of stuff they're into.
That shit but, instantly made sense to me when you said that.
But it sends you down those wormholes. Like, my kids, I could send you, like, some podcast that talks about this, too. I read about it. Yeah. I watched the podcast. But, like, my kids was watching I have a daughter that asked me about making an AMSR video. And that's when I stopped letting her make YouTube videos.
All right, AMSR.
AMSR. Basically, it started out innocent. But what it is, it's like there's a fetish about people listening to people whispering or breathing or chewing on food on a microphone.
Freaky ass people out here.
So they're watching YouTube videos of people eating, and it might be like,
oh, I know,
biting a carrot.
Those videos, I hate those fucking, like, or, I never got those videos.
Yeah.
Sit there and watch a motherfucker eat.
Yeah, but that's a thing. And kids like watching people eat now, but it's an actual sexual thing where people, like, doing this right here.
Okay, if you can see this, which you can't.
No, just listen. That's just me rubbing my fingers together?
Yeah. So you mean tell me the people out there jerking off to people rubbing their fingers together?
Yeah. Brushing my beard.
Why isn't Thanos real?
If you hear people eating like a peanut or something like that.
So specifically, you got people out there jerking off to motherfucking eating a peanut. Really,
yeah. There's a lot of that going on right now.
But
and
anything turns Americans on, apparently.
But YouTube takes that algorithm. And like I was saying about my kids watch... They at one point in time. Well, my wife still lets them watch it because even though I do what I do for a living, you'll know this one day. When you do what you do for a living, everybody can respect the fuck out of you for that shit. Yeah. Like Donald Trump right now, he's president of the United States of America. Everybody respects the fuck out of Donald Trump except for his wife. Like there's no one in this world that does not respect a working, respectful, hard man like a person's wife. You can be, and I was joking about Donald Trump being a productive person and respect it. Nobody respects him.
This reminds me of a meme I saw, I think, last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
It said, behind every powerful man, there's a woman talking to him like he a bitch ass nigga.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's you could be a carpenter.
Yeah.
Look, I keep missing an example. What I do for a living is cybersecurity.
Right.
And before that, it's always been computers. So I can fix a computer. I don't like fixing computers.
Right.
I don't like fixing hardware. I don't like, because I do this for a living,
yeah.
I don't like coming home and having to fix the screen on the iPad.
It's like,
or cleaning a virus off a computer. I don't like doing this.
Like when I used to work in restaurants as a kid, the last thing I wanted to do when I came home was fucking eat.
Yeah. Or when you fuck for a living, the last thing you want to do when you come home is fuck. You know what I'm saying? Those was hard times in my life, man. When I was a porn star. I'm joking. But,
you know.
Yeah, but.
I think my porn name would be the same thing as my pimp name.
Okay. So.
you don't want to know the name?
No. But, you could be a handyman,
yeah.
Right? And you come home, your wife don't want you to touch that shit.
She wants you to fix shit?
Yeah, she don't want you fixing shit, like me. So, when it comes down to stuff like that, and I forgot what we was talking about. AMSR
video, talk about how YouTube apparently makes you go watch child porn.
Yeah, YouTube's algorithm is built off of the people that builds it, and the people who they see coming off of, who they see as the important people, and all that shit is pointing them straight to porn. So any parents out there, pay attention to what your kids are watching.
That's real,
because
my oldest nephew wants to be a YouTuber.
Mm-hmm. All these kids want to be YouTubers. And on the flip side of that, all these kids that I was just talking about,
yeah.
And on the shows, like, they are innocent. Their parents are innocent most of the time. They don't know that people are looking at that shit, and the algorithm is putting them, their kids in the front view of everybody. They even have cases right now where children YouTubers have been stalked by child molesters.
Shit.
And I say all of that to say, when it comes to Facebook, be careful. You should use Facebook like it was originally intended. Keep in touch with your people. Don't get your news from Facebook. And with YouTube.
Unless you can verify the shit. Do your own research.
I don't even say do your research with stuff that you see on Facebook. Go get your news from a news source. Facebook, they don't even fact check anything.
And the more boring the news, the better. Because if that shit's boring, they spend all their time making sure that shit right.
Yeah. And when it comes to YouTube, don't just go down wormholes and don't let your kids go on that stuff without checking it every few minutes. Because it's very hard to parentally restrict stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, the settings for it is not there.
Shit,
so
I just want to watch Cobra Kai. Shit.
Yeah, just be careful. All right. You got anything to say? Because I got to burn 50 calories. In like 10 minutes.
Man, listen, if I don't see you before the year is over, I've enjoyed my first year.
Oh, yeah, cool. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Manson Musa the 7th. You can find me on Facebook at, Printez, but I'm getting a lot of actual, friend requests, people I don't know. Maybe that's an upswing.
That's what it is. It's this.
Okay.
If
I haven't accepted you, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah. Follow him on Twitter. Leave his Facebook alone.
Yeah, that's literally for me. Like, I treat that like a Facebook page.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter, Holiday4000, HolidayX on what's that thing? Instagram. It's HOLIDAE. By the way, you can follow everything we do on Distraction Network. It's www.distractionnetwork.com. There you'll be able to find our YouTube channel, our Twitter links, Instagram links. You can find our profiles. You can find everything you want to find. And since this is our last show, we have a lot of surprises for y'all next year. We have more shows. We have different hosts. We got a lot of things going on next year. But until then, take care. Be safe. Holla. I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Here's a goal. They stop making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.